All right, episode two, Beast and O Show here. Got a special guest in here, Jonathan, the Mayor Freeman. Say hello to the people, John.
Nice to be here. Blessed to be here today.
Absolutely. So we're gonna talk some NBA today. We're gonna go over our top 10 list. You know, I got a top 10 list. John has a top 10 list. I'm sure they differ in some way. We tend to disagree upon many topics in sports, especially basketball. You know, I'm going to start off with my top 10. You know, some may like it, some may not, but I'm going to start you off with an obvious one. I got LeBron at one.
I agree with that.
You know, for obvious reasons. First of all, he's got three championships. He's already proven to beat the Golden State Warriors and, you know, having the best record in the regular season ever. It was something that, you know, has never been done before. So I think he's pretty much proven, regardless of stats, regardless of triple-doubles, Russell Westbrook's putting up, whatever that is, regardless of James Harden having the better numbers, he's just proven to win rings and have the best team, be a leader, and he's the best in the league.
LeBron doesn't have to drop mega numbers anymore to win games because of the pieces around him. He's more there to, you know, lead his team and just play the background until they really need him in a chip or in the big games versus the Warriors.
All right, now I'm gonna get my number two here. Number two, I got Joel Embiid. Ooh, obvious.
I got KD number two.
KD's I got Joel.
Big. He can dribble.
Can you let me finish?
He can drive.
Can you let me finish?
Go ahead.
I got Joel Embiid at number two. 7'2" frame, African, Cameroonian. Specimen, 275 pounds, coming off a foot injury, out 2 years, come back, rookie year, and being the best player on the 76ers.
He's not even the best big man in the league.
Listen, okay?
Boogie got that, DeMarcus Cousins.
He's better than Boogie.
No.
All right, listen.
At this moment, no.
Yes.
Maybe in a few years, maybe.
Did you see them match up against each other?
It was a really good matchup.
Now, let me get to my second point. He's getting better every single day.
So is Boogie Cousins.
No, he's not. All right. No. All right.
Boogie's Cousins.
His potential is a shelf life right now. He's not going to get any better than what he is right now. Boogie.
He's in his prime right now.
All right. Give me a break. All right. You got Joel Embiid out there being 22 years old.
Joel is going to be the best center in the game. But right now, Boogie Cousins got that. There's things that Joel doesn't do that Boogie does. Like, Boogie, like, all right, Joel can take you out top. He can give you a few moves and then pull up in your face, or he'll can just do one dribble to the cup. Boogie can take you outside, between the legs, bang, bang, make you fall, get the crowd going, and then dunk that joint for an and-one.
Joel Embiid is 3 inches taller.
Doesn't have the handle.
Yes, he does.
He does not have the handle.
He does, too.
Like,
okay, give me a break.
Give me a break.
He does, too. He does, too. Okay, in the post, they matched up. It was pretty even.
It was pretty even.
But
in the
I
post.
Think Joel Embiid got the better end of him. I think he's a better rim protector, number one. Okay, I think he's bigger.
That.
I think he just has more potential. I'd rather have Joel Embiid.
I'd rather have
Joel Embiid
than DeMarcus because DeMarcus has issues outside of basketball.
100%. Thank you for proving my point. All right, now we're on to number
better,
three.
Is he better than DeMarcus Cousins?
Let's go to number three. All right, number three, I got. All right.
I got Harden or
Russell. I got Russell Westbrook at three.
I couldn't choose Russell or Harden can go three, four, but they both.
I got James Harden at four right there.
Mm. I mean, like, they can go either way. They both pretty much.
Well, you know, they're the, you know, either one of these guys are going to get MVP this year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They both are great.
I like Russell. He's averaging a triple-double. I would have never thought a player would average a triple-double ever again.
He's on some. Him and Russell
since Oscar
are on
Robertson.
Pace. Harden and Russell are on pace to have the best offensive season in the history of the NBA.
I think it depends on we're not talking MVP here, but I think it depends what team has the better record as to who's going to get MVP.
But Houston right now is in third place, so I think Harden edges Russell at the moment.
I got Kevin Durant at five. I think he's proven to be better than Steph Curry, which was kind of eye opening to me. Everyone was. Saying
I didn't
Steph.
Have Steph Curry that high on my list, but I picked KD number two, and I picked Kawhi number five.
You know, I'm the not. Listen, I don't want to downplay Steph Curry either. I think Steph Curry is a really good player. But
he's not a LeBron.
You know,
I don't.
I think it depends who's hot.
Yeah, I think Kyrie Irving is better than Steph Curry.
I think. Well, who's out? I mean, KD's averaging more points, rebounds than Steph.
Yeah,
this year, right?
But I mean, also if
shooting more efficiently,
if KD wasn't on the Warriors, then Steph Curry would probably be leading the league in the points right now. It all depends.
I mean, all right. Well, you know, I got KD. I think KD proved to be the best player on the Warriors because he's being the best scorer. He's being the most dominant. I think. I mean, it's not. Not like hands down, but I think, you know, I'm not even impressed with Kevin Durant yet until he wins a ring. I don't think he can call him great until he wins a ring because he decided, I don't want to get PG-13, but I almost went there. he decided to just
punk out.
He decided to just punk out of OKC. That was terrible.
It's terrible.
I don't like him for that.
I can't. That's why. I mean.
And it's different. You can't say that LeBron did the same thing.
No, you can't.
Okay? You can't say LeBron did the same thing.
LeBron had nobody
on his team. That's frustration.
The OKC just the organization. Had two MVP candidates on their team. Arguably two MVP candidates on their team.
And I think the only difference is, as far as talent, you know, you got Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron. Everyone knew that was going to be, you know, they're going to win some rings, whatever. Everyone thought four, but, you know, they got two, whatever. Okay, Kevin Durant leaves a finals contending team. He leaves a finals contending team. LeBron was not a finals contending team. He made that him, like, even relevant. LeBron is what made his team relevant. His next best player was Mo Williams. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, I hate how
you had Russell Westbrook on your team, and you're not going to try to win a title. One ring. You should be content if you get one ring, and then you're great. Russell and KD are great. Because you got LeBron in this league, and everyone knows it's hard. But, like, you know, they can they really would have marked, like, themselves in history if they were to, like, stay together. Because they could have won another ring. I mean, maybe.
What do you think about
Katie's? I think Cavs are going to win this year just because of that. Chemistry issues, too. But let's get back on the topic. All right.
Number
Kawhi
six.
Leonard, I got at eight, I think. So Kevin Durant I had at five, and then I got Kyrie at six.
I have at six. I have Klay, second best two-way player in the game.
Nah, I disagree with that very strongly. Very strongly.
You're obviously on.
I don't like
right
shooters.
Now.
I'm a bruiser.
He's a shooter. He's a defender.
You should get in the paint, big boy.
What do you think about Giannis? I got Giannis at seven.
Giannis I had at nine.
Giannis is going
to be. I don't think he's better than Kawhi.
One of this game's greatest players.
I think he's got a lot of potential.
One of a kind. Him and Russell probably going to go down. One of the best ever. Giannis is going to go down.
Him and Russell?
Not Russell, but Giannis is going to go down as one of the best ever.
Best players ever? Wow. I think he's an all-star this year.
I feel like he's going to go down. He's one of a kind. He's like what?
He and the Sixers didn't get him.
Hey, the Sixers should have. Who did they draft that year? MCW?
Yeah.
Oh.
Give me a break.
Giannis went. Where did he go? Did he go in the lottery? Well, I mean, you can't fault him for that because MCW was NBA ready to play. And Sixers just traded away. They traded away Drew Holiday so that they can get a higher draft pick. And when you trade away an all-star, you can't. And at that spot, you can't. You got to draft. What do you need? What you need? Giannis, when he came out of when you enter the draft, he was really lanky, really skinny, and he just didn't have an NBA body. But right now, he's a beast.
Same with Porzingis, too.
Porzingis, too, as well.
Sixers could have got Porzingis, too. Two guys that were looked at as more projects.
Yeah.
You know, no one thought they were going to make immediate impacts because they were skinny, right?
Tall, lanky kids.
Tall, lanky, skinny. Fit. You know, it's just... If you look with your eye, I'm sorry, I almost went there. If you just look, I mean, Kristaps Porzingis is 7'3".
Can
what is
shoot,
he?
Can
and
jump,
he could shoot,
can dribble a little bit.
That man's 7'3" and has a wet jumper. Like, what are you looking at? That she should have been one.
Another thing,
he should have been picked over Towns. Almost. No, I don't know about that. Towns is a little.
He was his.
Towns had. Towns gets honorable mention for this list, by the way. I don't have him because he's whatever.
Towns. Because
I like MB, baby. That's why. They're gonna be rivalries, baby. It's gonna be Embiid and Towns. They're gonna be matched up against each other in the 20s. It's gonna be, you know, those are gonna be the relevant teams. You got the Sixers, the Timberwolves, and the Bucks. Those are gonna
be
there.
Is that when LeBron dies off?
Well, that's when LeBron gets a little old. I think he's gonna be about 36.
How old is this Embiid?
Yeah, Embiid 22.
So LeBron's like 30 something, so 6 more years. Be 28.
Yeah, but you know, it's worth it. It's whatever. I think it's worth it. It's very, very worth what the Sixers did, in my opinion.
Embiid thing?
Yeah, not even that, but the process in general, I think, is...
I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be great.
Who do you think the Sixers should keep out of the three bigs?
I think we should probably, obviously, keep Embiid.
Obviously.
I think we should probably keep him until further notice.
Who? Oh, all of them?
All of them, really.
Yeah, I feel like if you bring Ja off the bench to just score buckets, do what he does best, that's going to be a well-operated team and have Noel start because he brings you more defensively and more energy than have him and Joe and Embiid start. That'd be good. I think they all have good chemistry together. I mean, obviously, Joel said that Nerlens was his best friend on the team, but you haven't really seen him on the court that often together. But that's going to be crazy to see. Like, they're going to have, like, what – Embiid is what, 7'2"?
Embiid is 7'2". 275.
And
by the way, that was a good point. I think chemistry is definitely...
Yeah.
I think chemistry is important. If you're, like, buddies with some guy like T.J. McConnell, who stinks, by the way.
T.J. McConnell,
I think he stinks. But he stinks, okay?
He's a good offensive guard. He's not a starter in this league, but he can play.
He stinks. He just makes me mad. So, what was I getting? Oh, yeah.
Chemistry.
Right. T.J. McConnell and Sarge, you know, they're pretty, you know, T.J. McConnell, like, poured some water on his head. And yeah. Darius Sarge was, you know, he was all mad about it at the end of the interview. It was pretty funny. But, you know, they're good friends, but not that you shouldn't necessarily keep them just because of chemistry, because T.J. McConnell stinks. Yeah. But, you know, chemistry is pretty important. I think if you have a good friendship with somebody on the team, you know, you take that into consideration before you trade him away. I got Giannis at 10. I got Giannis at 10. Kawhi Leonard, I had 8, 9, I think. Whatever.
I had Boogie up there.
Boogie was 10.
Big man in the game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't like Boogie. I mean, whoever's a big man, I just don't like because you know, Embiid is much better.
You think he'll be better than Brian?
I think he'll be better than Larry Bird. Almost. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to end it there, folks. Episode 2 of the Beast Snow Show. Had a good time. We'll see you next time. All right. I got special guest speaker Jared Colin Seegers in the building. Say hello to the people, Seegers.
Hello, people.
There you go. So, we're going to discuss, obviously, Seegers, we have many differences with pretty much every topic, don't we?
I agree with you there, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, we got a lot to talk about here, folks. We're going to discuss the process here. Sam Hinkie. Now, we're going to give you a little brief history about the Sixers. Back in 2012, we were a relevant basketball team. We were the 8th seed, I believe, in the playoffs.
Yes, we were, but we also, we did.
What's that?
Took the Celtics to 7.
Right, took the Celtics to 7. Not only that, but beat the first seed Chicago Bulls pretty soundly, 4-2, I believe it was, in a 7-game series. So we beat them 4-2. Very impressive team, Derrick Rose being the MVP, this and that. Sixers beat them, and then we took the big 3 of the Boston Celtics to 7 games and lost, but still a very, very impressive season. And we had high hopes in Philadelphia back in 2012 till the Andrew Bynum trade come arise. So we trade Andre Iguodala, our best player, for Andrew Bynum, thinking he's going to be the centerpiece of our franchise. And lo and behold, he ends up not even playing for us. He ends up bowling on a bad knee and doing a lot of things that just, you know, didn't get him healthy, didn't prepare him for the season. And, you know, it really killed us. And, what my argument is that trusting the process and stripping and rebuilding is a good thing. You think not?
I disagree entirely.
So, just give me some insight here. All right, well, do you think we were in a good situation in 2013, being that Andrew Bynum was on our team and the salary cap that we had?
I think we could have made a few different moves, but the process has only crippled our future even further. You got three centers, all of which play terrible with each other, and we got Ben Simmons, who we're planning to run at one, even though we're going to draft a point guard this year.
You know, it doesn't really matter. A position is only for a novice to follow the game. Ben Simmons can play four positions.
No, he cannot.
He can suck. I think he can.
What can he play?
First of all, he's a pass first. You agree that he's a pass first kind of player?
Yes.
6'10", 240.
Yes.
Magic Johnson, LeBron-esque. As far as just body type. I'm not talking talent right now. I'm talking body type.
Okay.
He has the size of LeBron and Magic.
Yes.
To be that type of player. He's a pass first player.
Okay, yes.
You look at his game. What do you see? What it stands out?
I see a guy who can pass.
Can pass the ball.
But is a limited defender and also has a very limited offensive game. Cannot create his own shot.
I'm going to critique. He does not have a great jump shot right now, admittedly. I think he can get better with that. People have been proven over time. Kawhi Leonard, for example. They can improve upon their jump shot. They can shoot every single day and they can develop their jumper. Magic Johnson had a very good jump shot towards the end of his career. He shot 90% from the free throw line. He was never known to be a great jump shooter, as you can see. Magic Johnson's form was never too good. You know, he shot with one arm. It wasn't a very, you know, fluid kind of beautiful textbook kind of jump shot. But he got the job done, and when you left him open, he could knock it down because he practiced and he worked on it. I think Ben Simmons can do that. You know, as far as the passing ability, he has that. He has that gene. He has the vision. So we don't have to worry about that. I think he's very athletic, especially for his size. I think he can get up and down the court very well. I think he can run transition offense tremendously. I think he's going to be the best transition player in the league. Maybe up there with kind of the Giannis's of the world, but the LeBrons of the world. I'm going to go as far as to say that. I think
he's not good of a defender.
I think he's a great defender. I see another thing I disagree. A lot of people think Ben Simmons isn't a good defender. I think he's a great defender. I think he's a great defender. I think he gets up in your face. I think he's athletic. I think he can guard ones, twos, threes. I think he can guard a four even. You know, I think he's tremendous on the defensive side.
I mean, he has the size too, but he doesn't have the just like Jahlil Okafor has the size to defend just about anybody. It's the effort he put in, really.
I don't think Jahlil is a freak of nature of. I think he is a freaking nature with his hands and all that. But, you know, as far as just being athletic, great, you know, footwork defender, long arms, you know, I don't think he really has that. He's not a great defender. But I think Ben Simmons can be a great defender. So, you know, I like the process because I think it's just worth losing. What's the difference between being a team that's, you know, going to be mid round draft pick and a team that gets the first round draft pick? You know, I mean, you're obviously watching a team that's going to win a little bit more, but they're not going to win a championship. If the Sixers didn't rebuild and they were off to the backtrack 2013. You think we could just build off a free agency being in the city of Philadelphia?
Look at what the Jazz did.
All right, you're talking about the Jazz, who have never won an NBA championship before. All right, the Jazz currently?
Yes, currently.
Okay.
They're the fifth seed in the West. They went exactly from our situation. They had Darren Williams. That was their guy.
Only to be in the playoffs.
Get to the third round, get to the West Conference Finals, get knocked out by the Lakers, and then what do they do?
What are you talking about?
Jazz.
In what year?
2010. 2009. One of those years. It was either the semifinals or the Western Conference Finals.
Go ahead. I wouldn't want to be a Jazz fan, by the way. No one wants to be a Jazz fan.
I mean, they're winning right now.
Yeah, what are they winning? Not a championship.
They're the fifth seed. They got the Stifle Tower, Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert. He's okay. Not a Joel Embiid.
Bright White Hope. Gordon Hayward.
Gordon Hayward's a great player. I want the Sixers to get him.
That'd be good. He's staying in Utah.
He might be. But all right. So my whole point really is, why do you care about losing right now?
Because it puts your team on a platform for success. The Jazz were in the same position we were in 2014. But you know what they did? Their front office was smart. They got pieces from Europe who could assist their best players, Gordon Hayward and Derek Favors.
Just to be a relevant basketball team, that's all. But just they're not going to win a championship. All right. The Jazz are never going to win a championship.
I disagree with that. They're one of the best defensive teams in the league.
They're the fifth seed in the West. They're a good team. They're a solid team. They're a
very good team.
They're pretty fun to watch. But listen, they ain't going to win a championship.
You think the Sixers are?
And I'm going to be honest with you. No, the Sixers are not good right now. But as far as having a bright future, better than any team in the league.
Okay, okay.
You have a Ben Simmons. You have a Joel Embiid. You have future draft picks. A lot of young guys on the roster. And, you know, it's gonna be great to watch in the years to come. But, you know, I think it's just worth losing right now if the product is going to be a success for the future.
What you're saying is you would be willing to – I don't know. You're also saying this thinking that the Warriors and the Cavs are going to fall off completely and there's not going to be anybody to assert their place.
I think the Warriors and the Cavs are going to be relevant for years to come. I don't know how long, but, you know, obviously they're going to be relevant for the next probably 3, 4, 5, 4 years maybe. I don't know if KD's going to stay. He's got a 2-year contract. Might have money issues because they got to re-sign Steph Curry. So it's going to be tough there. I think
KD's the only one.
I think the Warriors are going to probably lose to the Sixers. In the finals.
Ridiculous.
Give it about 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years.
Give it 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years.
The reason I say this is because you have Joel Embiid, who no one on the Warriors can guard now. Who can guard Joel Embiid now?
Kevin Durant.
Draymond
Green.
Toothpick, Kevin Durant.
Draymond Green
is 6'6".
Yes, and he stuck DeMarcus Cousins.
He did not stick to Mark's Cousins. Yes, and even so, Joel Embiid's much better.
You're ridiculous.
So I think we're going to dominate them in the paint. Ben Simmons being the distributor. We'll sprinkle some good shooters around him. I think it'll be awesome. And so I'm not even that worried about the Warriors because I think the Sixers match up pretty well against them. As far as the Cavs, you know, you got LeBron James being the greatest of all time, or one of, if not, you know. But – you know, that's just he's gonna be older. I can tell you that.
I mean, he's already taking a back seat.
Yeah,
and
not even a back seat right now.
He's taking a back seat.
He's gonna take a back seat.
He's taking a back seat. He's not even taking any shots.
I think he is emerging to the back seat.
He's
letting Kyrie get that role. But right now, he's still the best player on that team.
I mean, no. I'm just saying he's taking a back seat. He doesn't want to shoot anymore.
Right. I mean, I think he has to. He doesn't need to put up, you know, all the numbers like he used to in order to win.
I think
he
can just coast.
Right, yeah, and it's easy.
The luxury that Joel Embiid nor Ben Simmons will have.
You never know. You don't know what kind of talent we're going to stockpile for the future. I think, you know, this draft is very exciting. We're going to talk some draft as well. So we got Markelle Fultz being projected at number one. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm more of a Lonzo Ball guy, but I understand it.
Okay, so give me your mock draft. Give me your top five right now. Top five college players.
Top five college players? I'd say not in order. Markelle Fultz, Lonzo Ball, Jonathan Isaac.
Florida State. 6'11 shooter. Yeah.
Kevin Durant training, basically.
Right, yeah. I like him.
Malik Monk. I think he can do something special. Fifth guy. What are your opinions on the guy from Virginia?
Virginia.
He's a point guard. I think it's like Fernandez.
I haven't heard of him, but I know De'Aaron Fox is a good player. I like De'Aaron Fox. I think he's very, very fast. I think it's kind of freakish how fast he is, and I like that in a player. I think he's he kind of reminds me of a Mike Conley Jr. a little bit, being a lefty guard, you know, being able to space the floor a little bit. I think he can improve his jump shot a little bit. That can improve over time. I would not be mad if the Sixers picked up De'Aaron Fox.
I think it would be a good idea for the Sixers, though. Make a move for Otto
Porter. Yeah, I could with the Wizards.
Yeah. He learned a lot of the players.
Yeah, he's having a career year.
Yeah, 15, I think. Six.
I don't think we should give up much for him. Maybe Jahlil Okafor, but I don't think we should give up much for him. I don't think he's tremendous athleticism at all. I think he's pretty skilled. He's got a pretty decent jump shot, and you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's great. I don't think he's, you know, but he's a difference maker. But I think Marco Fultz would probably be the best fit for the Sixers. De'Aaron Fox coming in second. I like De'Aaron Fox, so I go Marco Fultz, De'Aaron Fox. Lonzo Ball, the kid from Florida State, what's his name?
Jonathan
Isaac. And at five, I'd probably go Malik Monk, being a, you know, a wing scorer. I don't think he's going to translate into the NBA very well, though, to be honest with you, because just he's not that big.
Yeah, I mean, he's
6'2",
but look at like Steph Curry.
Yeah, but Steph Curry, he was always... No one knew Steph Curry was going to be as good as he is now, but I mean, because you just don't know how these guys' heads are and their work ethic. But
I mean,
Steph Curry was a little different, and he was a born shooter. I don't think he's as good as Steph Curry at shooting the ball. Athleticism wise, Malik's probably a little bit better, but as far as creating space, Steph had a faster release jump shot wise. Steph could really handle the ball. Malik Monk really tries to use his athleticism and get in the paint, and he contorts his body and makes a lot of tough shots. And, you know, I just think that's not going to really fly in the NBA. I look at the shots that – a lot of his shots are contested when I look at Malik Monk. And, you know, if they're contested in college like that, and, you know, what makes you think that they're not going to be –
I kind of see him as like a hybrid between Stephen Curry and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're always comparing the stars to these guys. We haven't proven anything.
But look, and yeah, when you really look at him, he's a combo guard who can shoot the ball very well, but he can also get to the paint. He's not as athletic as Russell, but he's a better shooter. And he's not as good as a shooter as Steph, but he combined both their talents well.
Right.
And I think that could be a problem.
I'm going to get my final say in here, final point, conclusion of the process. I think it had to be done, and I think Sam Hinkie has done a very good job so far, stashing Darius Saric, stashing Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid was a success, obviously.
Yes.
No one can doubt it.
He was.
So he's the star. Ben Simmons, we have yet to see yet, I think has just as much star potential as Embiid. So we got our two stars, in my opinion, that we can really build and start winning these games with. I think it's going to depend on the general manager as far as just succeeding. We have to sprinkle some very good shooters around the court, space the floor for Ben Simmons. We have our big man situation logjam right now. So we have to trade one of them. I think it might be Okafor. So you trade Okafor, maybe get a shooter, maybe a combo guard. I think you still have some solid draft picks. You have the 7th pick right now, projected by the Lakers. So we have the first round pick by the Lakers this year, and then we have our pick, which is going to be probably top 5. So two chances right there to get some solid basketball players. You know, we're going to stack up our backcourt in this draft, I think, and surround Ben Simmons and Embiid with some pretty decent talent, and I think we're going to go from there. And I think come 2018, 2019, we're going to start being a championship contending team. Your thoughts on the process and your thoughts on our situation right now?
The process put us in a pretty tough spot. We have a huge situation going on with centers. I think we did not get the optimal player for our team in Ben Simmons because he's a LeBron-esque player who can't shoot and can't defend, but he can pass. What I think we need to do is, figure out a way to get a shooter, like an actual shooter, somebody who can actually shoot the ball, not Robert Covington, who shoots 35% from three. Someone who actually shoot the ball at a high level, a Devin Booker, perhaps. And besides that, I mean, I don't really see us making any moves until. I don't see us being a serious contender until the next decade, 2020.
Undoubtedly, you can say that we are in a much better situation currently than we were in, say, all throughout the 2000s.
The 2000s?
I believe. Because.
2001, when we went to the finals?
No, I'm not going to go AI days, but I'm going to go, like, say, like, you know, 2000. Ever since AI left,
like
basically,
we're making the playoffs
up until 2012, I think we're in a much better situation now because of our bright future. I think we just are going to be very, very good in the future. I think we're going to rule the 20s. That's my whole prediction. I think we're going to be a dynasty. So thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Seegers.
It was a good conversation.
Yes, yes. See you next time, folks.